Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A suspect is in custody for the shooting deaths of an American Idol music supervisor and her husband, LAPD Lieutenant Guy Golan.
We identified the suspect as Raymond Budarian, a 22-year-old out of the Encino area. We identified him using the surveillance video here at the residence, as well as some other forensic evidence at scene.
New data on inflation are starting to show the effects of President Trump's tariffs. The consumer price index from June of last year to June of this year rising 2.7%. There's still 0% containment on the Grand Canyon wildfire that overtook historic buildings and dozens of other structures. California Democratic Congressman Ro Khanna says he is teaming up with GOP Congressman Thomas Massie to force the release of the complete Jeffrey Epstein files through a long shot procedural gambit in the House. This is ABC News. Brazil and the EU have said they will respond if President Trump imposes his tariffs on imports. But what will Japan do?
Japan doesn't plan to impose countermeasures on U.S. exports if these tariffs do go into effect, a Japanese government official told ABC News. Japanese officials have met with their U.S. counterparts 7 times since the Japanese prime minister visited the White House in February, and Japan plans to continue looking for a diplomatic solution. But Japanese chief economist at Daiichi Life Research Institute warned, if the tariffs do go into effect, Japan will likely fall into recession. Ellie Kaufman, ABC News, Tokyo.
A carriage driver is on trial in New York over a horse's collapse on a Manhattan street in 2022. Ian McGeever has pled not guilty to misdemeanor animal cruelty. The horse survived the fall but was euthanized months later. Following in his mother's footsteps, Prince Harry is visiting the African nation of Angola with a landmine clearing charity. Dave Packer, ABC News.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
Time now for your Wednesday updated weather forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Mostly cloudy and muggy, thunderstorms likely by midday. Some could be strong, with areas of heavy rain fall and a high of 82. For tonight, any showers ending in the evening, mostly cloudy, a low down to 58. Clouds giving way to more sunshine gradually on Thursday, cooler and less humid, 74. Friday, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers late Friday night with a high of 77. And Saturday, off and on showers and thunderstorms likely. Humidity returns with a high temperature of 80.
Before the cows are up, we are. Powered by Brouhaha. It's the Light in the Milk House show on WRCO.
As I walked out in the streets of Laredo, as I walked out in I spied a young cowboy. white linen as cold as the clay. Oh, beat the drum slowly and play the fife lowly. Sing the death march as you carry me along. Take me to the valley, there lay the sod o'er me. I'm a young cowboy and know I've done wrong. I see by your outfit that you are a cowboy. These words he did say as I boldly walked by. Come sit down beside me and hear my sad story. Got shot in the breast and I know I must die. Go fetch me some water, a cool cup of water, to cool my parched lips, then the poor cowboy said. Before I returned, his spirit had left him, had gone to his maker, the cowboy was dead. Oh, beat the drum slowly and play the fife lowly. Sing the death march as you carry me along. Take me to the valley, there lay the sod o'er me. I'm a young cowboy and know I've done wrong.
It is the Light in the Milk House Show. In for Phil Nee, I'm Adam Hess. Good morning. The Wurtz Floor and Home Thermometer showing 65 degrees. Time for a twin spin. We're going to give you two in a row from C.W. McCall.
Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben, come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean, clear to Flagtown, come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
Was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pig Pen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Them hogs, 10-4, about 5 mile or so, 10, roger, them hogs is getting intense up here.
By the time we got into Tulsa Town, we had 85 trucks in all. But they's a roadblock up on the Cloverleaf, and them bears was wall to wall. Yeah, them smokies as thick as bugs on a bumper. They even had a bear in the air. I says, calling all trucks, this here's the duck. We about to go a-hunting bear.
Cause we got a great big convoy.
Big Ben, you're still too close. Yeah, them hogs are starting to close up my sinuses. Mercy sakes, you better back off another 10.
Well, we rolled up Interstate 44 like a rocket sled on rails. We tore up all of our swindle sheets and left them setting on the scales. By the time we hit that shy town, them bears was getting smart. They'd brought up some reinforcements from the Illinois National Guard. There's armored cars and tanks and jeeps and rigs of every size. Yeah, them chicken coops was full of bears and choppers filled the skies. Well, we shot the line, we went for broke with 1,000 screaming trucks and 11 long-haired friends of Jesus in a chartreuse microbus.
Remember, duck to Sodbuster. Come on, are you out? 10-4, Sodbuster. Listen, you want to put that microbus in behind that suicide jockey? Yeah, he's hauling dynamite, and he needs all the help he can get.
Well, we laid a strip for the Jersey Shore and prepared to cross the line. I could see the bridge was lined with bears, but it didn't have a doggone dime. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck. We just ain't gonna pay no toll. So we crashed the gate doing 98. I says, let them truckers roll 10-4.
Buddy, we're gonna back on out here, so keep the bugs off your glass and the bears off your tail. We'll catch you on the flip-flop. This here's a rubber duck on the side. We gone. Bye-bye.
Well, I had 2 weeks vacation coming, so I thought I'd drive down to Florida and spend some time with an old friend. Date a few girls, make a few parties, and just kind of live it up again. So I packed up my car, and then I called my mom in Tennessee and told her what I planned to do. She said, son, are you coming by? And I said, Mom, I'm really pushed for time, but I'll see you in a week or two. And I was driving through this little town in Georgia when I remembered today's Mama's birthday. Well, I thought I'll just stop and wire some flowers. Shouldn't take too long, then I'll be on my way. So I walked in a flower shop, and the first thing I saw was this little boy with his eyes full of tears. I said, what's wrong, son? He said, Mama loves roses, and today's her birthday, and I haven't seen her in almost a year.
Roses for Mama.
Said, I live with Grandma now, but I promised Mama some roses, cause I talk to her all the time. I wanted to give her 5, cause that's how old I am. But the lady said I couldn't buy them with just a dime. Well, the little fella's story kinda touched my heart, so I told the lady to give him what he wanted and charge it to me. Then I told her I needed to wire a dozen roses to my mama up in Chapel Hill, Tennessee. I looked around and the little boy was gone. But all of a sudden the door flew open and he come running back in. He said, Mister, I forgot to thank you for the roses. He smiled and shook my hand and ran back out again. Well, I started on out of town and I was feeling real proud of myself for thinking of my mama and really caring. When I looked out the window and I saw that same little boy kneeling by a grave in an old cemetery. I stopped my car and walked over to where the little boy was kneeling down. And he smiled up at me and said, this is where my mama stays. She says she sure does thank you for these pretty roses. Well, that's when I had to walk away. And I drove straight back to that flower shop and I said, lady, have you sent those flowers to Tennessee? She said, no, not yet. I said, well, never mind. I'll just take them back with me.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. And now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath is hard as kerosene. Weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one it seemed. She began to cry when you said goodbye. Sank into your dream. Poncho was a bandit boy. His horse was fast as polished steel. He wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. Poncho met his match, you know, on the deserts down in Mexico. Nobody heard his dying. Up and left his mouth. The day they laid poor Poncho low, Lefty split for Ohio, where he got the bread to go. There ain't nobody
hotel. The desert's quiet, Cleveland's cold, and so the story ends, we're told. Poncho needs your prayers, it's true, save a few for Lefty too. He only did what he had to do, and now he's grown old.
Wake up, smell the coffee, and flip on the Milk House light. Brought to you by local favorite Brouhaha.
Sunshine and Giggles believes children learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where kids can explore, grow, and thrive from 6 weeks to 12 years old. They're now enrolling at the Richland Center location. Call 649-5501 for more information. Sunshine and Giggles is also hiring a full-time team member, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Applicants must be 18 years old with a high school diploma. They'll even cover the cost of required technical education. Email your resume today, JENNI. at MWT.net.
It's time to celebrate our town, July 17th, 18th, and 19th at Highland Village Park, 755 Main Street in Highland, Wisconsin. It all kicks off Thursday night with a 5th and 6th grade SWCL baseball tournament and the Country Cardinals 4-H Glow Run Walk. Register at 7:30 p.m. Friday brings a full evening of fun, a concession stand open until midnight, more youth baseball, euchre, and youth bingo at 6:30, the ATV poker run, and music, bingo, and DJ karaoke with Doc's Ultimate Entertainment. Then don't miss Saturday's big lineup, the Classic Car Show, Kids Carnival, Pickleball, Volleyball, and Beanbag Tournaments, plus bingo, a chicken barbecue dinner at 5, and DJ karaoke from 7 until 11. And don't miss the fireworks at dusk Saturday night. For details, visit Our Town, Highland, Wisconsin on Facebook. It's Our Town Celebration, July 17th through the 19th in Highland. Bring the whole family.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants, just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company, located in the heart of Southwest Wisconsin, has been in the auction business since 1961, specializing in farm and equipment auctions throughout the Midwest. Also, personal property construction and industrial auctions and equipment appraisals. Real estate listings for residential property, farms, and land too. Call 739-4404 or visit the web at wilkinsonauctions.com. Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company, with offices in Muscadet and Spring Green. We have a home talent score to pass along from last night. In 7 innings, Verona downed Muscadet 13-1. In Church League softball action last night, Richland Baptist Temple 2 defeated Grace Community 19-5. Boscobel Assembly of God edged the KCs 9-8. Church of the Nazarene downed Richland Baptist Temple 1-9-4. And Free Methodist outdueled St. Mary's 16-14. The Mission had a bye. Church League softball will continue next Tuesday night with more regular season games. Kyle Schwarber went 3-for-3 in an All-Star Game home run swing off to put the National League ahead 4-3 and a win following a 6-6 tie in which the American League rallied from a 6-run deficit. In baseball's equivalent of soccer's penalty kicks shootout, the game was decided by having three batters from each league take three swings each off coaches. The change was agreed to in 2022 to alleviate the concern of teams running out of pitchers. Schwarber was named All-Star MVP after going 0-for-2 with a walk in the game.
Kolepi Grain Service, serving farmers' grain hauling needs throughout Southwest Wisconsin with on-time delivery and quality service. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers. Let Classic Auto Body do your repairs. They're the best part of a bad situation. Stop in today, Highway 14, Spring Green. And Arneson Service and Repair. Arneson's provides top-notch service for your car, truck, and farm equipment, including on-the-farm tire and hydraulic hose repair. Hill Point.
Okay, time to stretch out that hammy a little bit. Yeah, we're going to get ready for this and get that heart rate up. It's the Aerobic Polka, brought to you by Supps. What's Supps? Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's S-U-P-P-Z.
S-U-P-P-Z.
Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmick, no fluff,
just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Venomore.
all dance that happy polka. It will make you feel young and you'll know you're having fun. So let's all dance that happy polka and get a treat from that happy polka beat. It will make your blood flow like it did years ago. It will make you shout and turn you all about. So let's all dance that happy polka and get a treat from that happy polka beat. Feel young and you'll know you're having fun. So let's all dance that happy polka and get a treat from that happy polka beat. It will make your blood flow like it did years ago. It will make you shout and turn you all about. So let's all dance that happy polka and get a treat from that happy polka beat. Happy polka, what a way of having fun. That happy polka, that happy polka, it will keep you on the run. That happy polka, that happy polka, will do all these things for you. So all you have to do is keep moving those shoes and get a treat from that happy polka. Get a treat from that happy polka beat.
You wouldn't read my letter if I wrote you. You asked me not to call you on the phone. But there's something I'm wanting to tell you. So I wrote it in the words of this song. I didn't know God made honky-tonk angels. I might have known you'd never make a wife. You gave up the only one that ever loved you and went back to the wild side of life. The glamour of the gay nightlife has lured you to the places where the wine and liquor flow, where you wait to be anybody's baby and forget the truest love you'll ever know. I didn't know God made honky-tonk angels. I might have known known you'd never make a wife. You gave up the only one that ever loved you and went back to the wild side of life.
100.9.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio M Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, egg supplies, milking equipment and service, plus friendly small town convenience. It's Aiderers in Plain.
Good morning, I'm Jared White with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. With Pioneer brand Plenish high oleic soybeans, your dairy herd gets a dense energy source and bypass protein that can potentially improve milk fat production. Your best year starts with Pioneer. U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley says he's asking the Trump administration to address Brazil's 18% tariff on ethanol imports.
Brazil's unfair tariffs have allowed the country to shelter its domestic ethanol industry. Brazil is trying to take global market share away from the United States by producing artificially cheap ethanol.
In 2020, the Renewable Fuels Association asked the first Trump administration to consider imposing reciprocal tariffs against Brazil in hopes that it would convince them to remove the tariffs or at least bring them back to the negotiating table. The co-founder of AgMarket.net says farmers with bins full of old crop are running out of time. Matt Bennett, who also farms in central Illinois, tells Brownfield,
"A lot of folks have been waiting on that summer weather market, and it's just never come to pass. This is really the third year in a row. We just have not been able to get this market to shake loose."
He says some farmers may still be able to capitalize on basis opportunities, especially in the eastern Corn Belt, and says tight stocks may also put the squeeze on some processors, which could benefit the farmer, but
don't wait until the end of August, because a lot of folks that did that last year, they basically rewarded the funds for being short all that time. Funds bought a lot of the cheap corn last year as the farmer was selling it. We don't want to get in that situation again.
Bennett says good weather and harvest being about a month away in the Delta means chances for a pre-harvest rally are waning. Cattle producers in the upper Midwest are encouraged by strong beef prices and beneficial weather. Brownfield's Mark Dorenkamp has more from the Minnesota Cattlemen's Summer Beef Tour.
Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association Executive Director Caitlin Root calls the cattle market wild.
You talk to cattle producers that have been in this business for 30, 40 years, they never thought they'd see something like this. So people are taking advantage of this and trying to improve their operations during these really good times.
Minnesota Commissioner of Agriculture Tom Peterson tells Brownfield. The tour provides a great opportunity to gather feedback from farmers.
Meat processing, getting just regular hay put up, great alfalfa crop. It's kind of good to hear all those type of things.
In Little Falls, Minnesota, Mark Dorenkamp, Brownfield.
And a common forage crop can help bring problem weeds under control. Brownfield's Larry Lee has the story.
University of Wisconsin research biologist Mark Renz tells Brownfield, herbicide-resistant weeds like water hemp and ragweed have been controlled for years by dairy and organic farms by planting and harvesting alfalfa.
We're harvesting it every 28 to 35 days. That's not enough time for them to produce viable seed.
Renz says the small weed seeds degrade in 3 to 5 years. He says farmers save money.
When we have alfalfa in the rotation, our costs for weed management are on average $35 an acre less.
I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
For these stories and more, visit brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
Content is king, especially content created and delivered by a trusted source. For more than 50 years, Brownfield has provided news and ag information to farmers. Brownfield's team of a dozen award-winning ag broadcasters works together to provide local and regional coverage, as well as national and international news and information, making Brownfield a household name for farmers. Thank you for listening.
You're not in the habit of leaving yield in the field. You don't let the acres hole out on you. No bushel of corn gets left behind. That's why you choose top performers like DeKalb brand VT4 Pro with RNAi technology. It's got gigantic performance potential with the research to prove it. And 5 modes of action to protect against pests. Ready to go for the yield? Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's here. Beat the heat and the prices with red-hot buys at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and La Crosse. Pick up a 32-gallon trash can for just $22.99. Raid or Stem insect killers for $5.99. And Milwaukee hand tools for only $19.99. Cool off with the perfect air fan and tame your yard with the 50-foot pocket old silver bullet 2.0. Walsh's Ace, your one-stop summer shop. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Direct cash cattle trade ended the day quiet and cash hogs closed higher. Good morning. I'm Kellen Havikin with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Cash cattle country remained quiet Tuesday afternoon with a few asking prices noted in the south that $232 plus bids were very hard to find. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed well into the second half of the week. At the OKC West Livestock Auction in El Reno, Oklahoma, steer calves were $6 to $10 higher. Heifer calves were $4 to $9 higher. Quality was average with a few fancy drafts. The USDA says demand was very good with pasture still green and thriving. Temperatures are on the rise over the next week. Supply included 43% steers and 25% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Medium and large one feeder steers 603 to 622 pounds brought 380 to 395 with an average price of $389.42. And medium and large one feeder heifers 500 to 543 pounds brought 365 to 395 with an average price of $389.28. Box beef closed mixed with choice 63 cents higher at $377.70 and select $2 lower at $362.58. Estimated cattle slaughter was 118,000 unchanged on the week. Cash hogs closed higher. The cash hog market's been quiet to start the week, but demand could be picking up with buyers trying to meet near-term needs after the slow start to the week and avoid paying even more later this week. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed 302 higher with a base range of 98 to 116.50 with a weighted average price of 112.60. At Iowa, Minnesota, 605 higher with a weighted average price of 113.48. And the Western Corn Belt was 338 higher with a weighted average price of 112.96. Butcher hogs were steady at the Midwest cash markets in Dorchester, Wisconsin, and Gardevillo, Iowa. Barrows and gilts were priced at $84. Sows had a range of $72 to $88, and boars were marked at $29. Pork values closed 17 cents lower at $114.02. Hams and bellies were higher. Loins, butts, picnics, and ribs were lower. Estimated hog slaughter was 474,000 head. At the CME, live and feeder cattle futures were higher, buying back part of Monday's drop in oversold signals with help from a higher midday move in wholesale market. August live cattle were up 305 at 222.40. Lean hog futures are mostly lower on spread trade, and the ongoing questions about demand, domestic demand, is showing some signs of improvement. August was up 70 cents at 103.92, and October was down 20 cents at 87.47. I'm Kellen Havikin for Brownfield.
They say seeing is believing, and nothing catches the eye like the 7 bushel per acre yield advantage of Veltima fungicide over other fungicides. But don't just take our word for it. See it for yourself. Run a comparison of Veltima fungicide. Enter the Real Results Yield Challenge and experience the difference it makes in your fields. And when you share your experience with us, you'll get a chance to win a 2-year lease on a new truck. Sign up at yieldchallenge.basf.us. No purchase necessary. See official rules for details. Always read and follow label directions.
Illicit fentanyl is the deadliest drug threat that our nation has ever experienced. It has killed hundreds of thousands. Many of its victims didn't even know they were getting fentanyl. Such a tragedy. This is Robert De Niro. One of those tragic deaths was my beautiful grandson, Leo. He was just 19 years old. Fentanyl doesn't care, but you do. Join us in the fight against fentanyl. Find us online at ladrfoundation.org.
Hi, everyone. This is Angie from Aiders and Plain. Well, it's summer, the time of year we're supposed to spend time barefoot, relax under a tree, maybe throw something on the grill, take the weekend off. But if you're like me, it's also a very busy time of year. The days are longer, but still not quite long enough. So with that said, it's essential that you get your errands done efficiently. We've got hardware, plumbing, electrical, paint, lawn and garden, fasteners, ag supplies, pet supplies, groceries, and booze. I'm often amazed by the variety of items that my customers find in a trip to our store. Where else can you get construction adhesive, a wax ring for your toilet, stainless steel fender washers, dog food, a 6-pack of beer, and a gallon of sassy cow milk all in one stop? Talk about a one-stop shop. We're still working on our store updates. The new automatic front door system goes in next, so please pardon our dust as we get that construction done. We are, as always, your great big store with small town smiles and appreciate you shopping local.
Direct cattle business was quiet Tuesday. Butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per-acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans were down with a lower move in meal. August beans were six lower at 9.95. September was down six at 9.87 and a quarter. Corn was up, another round of short covering and technical support. September was 1.25 higher at 4.01 and a quarter. December was 1.75 higher at 4.19 and three quarters. Live and feeder cattle were supported by oversold signals and the higher midday move in beef. August live was up 305 at 222.40. October was 250 higher at 219.27. August feeders were up $2.80 at 322.27. And hogs were mostly lower on spread trade and demand questions. August was up 70 at 103.92. October was down 20 at 87.47. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Jan is a single mom with two growing kids. She's working two jobs to make ends meet and gets home just in time to tuck them in for bed.
Mommy, I'm hungry.
In every community, people are working, yet over 47 million people face hunger. You can help. The National Association of Farm Broadcasting invites you to help people facing hunger, including one out of every five children. Your donation stays in your community. Go to nafbhunger.com and help end hunger.
High School in the USA Cultural Exchange Program makes lifelong connections by embracing new cultures. It's a chance to share your story, traditions, and customs with others while discovering a new culture, writing your own home. We match students with host families to feel less like a guest and more like a member of the family. If you're interested in embarking on a new adventure as a host family, visit highschoolintheusa.com or shoot an email to info@highschoolintheusa.com.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Bloomington Livestock holds sales on the second and fourth Fridays of each month. Slaughter sales are held every Tuesday at 8:30. Selling fat cattle, slaughter cows and bulls, baby calves. Cattle are accepted Mondays from noon to 8 p.m. If you have questions or cattle to consign, call the barn at 608-994-2020. That's Bloomington Livestock. Honest people, quality livestock every week.
The company that wants to revitalize America's cropland. Today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Microalgae are part of one company's plan to feed those of us at the top of the food chain. The company is called MyLand, and Dane Haig is co-founder and CEO.
The reason we work with microalgae is it's the base of the food chain in the soil microbiome.
Haig says MyLand was started in 2014 to develop a system for using microalgae to revive depleted cropland. Early results showed promise, says Haig. Investors came on board, and the company is now working with farmers in five U.S. states and in Alberta, Canada.
If I can help farmers deliver better food to the table, then that's something I want to be a part of. I want to create the most impactful soil health company on Earth. But I want to do that by delivering results to their bottom line.
Haig says the process is focusing on irrigated land now, but is also exploring dry land options. The growing world population will require more food production, and Haig says it's not just up to the farmers to make that happen.
We always want to be a partner to that farmer, and we always want to be on that side of the table working with them to figure out how to drive additional value into their operation.
You can learn more at myland.ag. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Reedsburg Farmers Co-op understands that downtime is costly when you're busy in the field. When you need your auto or truck service, bring it to Reedsburg Farmers Co-op service station for a tune-up, oil change, tires, or transmission flush, along with brakes or exhaust. Do you have a busted hydraulic hose? They can help with that, too. Call Mark at 524-3651 for an appointment. He's ready to keep you on the go. Reedsburg Farmers Co-op is ready to listen and serve any or all of your seed, feed, and service needs. See them today on South Walnut Street, Reedsburg.
I'm Nicole Haslip with Brownfield's Dairy Update. U.S. dairy leaders are pleased to see trade issues with Canada remain on President Trump's radar. Shauna Morris with the U.S. Dairy Export Council tells Brownfield President Trump again brought up the Canadian dairy trade barriers in his recent letter to the Prime Minister, announcing new tariffs on Canadian goods.
One of those biggest issues we're dealing with, and which is why we're really happy the president keeps raising dairy with Canada, is the game plan we've seen from the Canadians. So trying to put blockages in place on our ability to even use that access.
She says renewing the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement may be a year off. But
there's already work underway, certainly on our side, and I would imagine on the government side, too, to begin to prepare for that process.
Trump's letter to the Canadian Prime Minister criticizes the illegal flow of fentanyl, as well as Canada's tariff and non-tariff policies and trade barriers, using dairy trade and market access as an example. The Global Dairy Trade Index in New Zealand on Tuesday posted its first increase in prices since the beginning of May, up slightly more than 1%. Skim milk powder led the categories higher, up 2.5%, followed by whole milk powder and anhydrous milk fat. Cheddar sales posted the largest decline, down 5.6%, followed by lactose, down 1.5%. Cash dairy prices were mixed Tuesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, with global markets and the dollar seeing improvements. Dry whey increased by 0.5 cent at 57.25 cents. Blocks down 2 cents at $1.62.5. Barrels also down 2 at $1.55. Butter down 4 cents at $2.54. And non-fat dry milk down 0.75 cents at $1.27.5. I'm Nicole Haslip with Brownfield.
You're not in the habit of leaving yield in the field. You don't let the acres hole out on you. No bushel of corn gets left behind. That's why you choose top performers like DeKalb brand VT4 Pro with RNAi technology. It's got gigantic performance potential with the research to prove it. And 5 modes of action to protect against pests. Ready to go for the yield? Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
I'm Naheem Hines, proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom has muscular dystrophy, and the MDA helps her and kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. And MDA funds over 150 care centers for kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Learn more at MDA.org today.
Summer's in full swing, and so are the postseason Kinze planter deals at Johnson Tractor. All July, you can lock in special pricing while the sun's high and inventory less. Upgrade your operation now, beat the rush, and get expert help from the team every step of the way. Make the summer count. Visit Johnson Tractor or browse Kinze planters online. The best deals of the year are waiting, but only through July.
Johnson Tractor, from land to lawn.
Time now for your Wednesday updated weather forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Mostly cloudy and muggy, thunderstorms likely by midday, some could be strong, with areas of heavy rain falling a high of 82. For tonight, any showers ending in the evening, mostly cloudy, a low down to 58. Clouds giving way to more sunshine gradually on Thursday, cooler and less humid, 74. Friday, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers late Friday night with a high of 77. And Saturday, off and on showers and thunderstorms likely, humidity returns with a high temperature of 80.
Before the cows are up, we are. Powered by Brouhaha. It's the Light in the Milk House Show on WRCO.
Your cheating heart will make you weep. You'll cry and cry and try to sleep. But sleep won't come the whole night through. Your cheating heart will tell on you. When tears come down like falling rain, you'll toss around and call my name. The way I do, your cheating heart will tell on you. Someday and crave the love you threw away. The time will come when you'll be blue. Your cheating heart will tell on you.
Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
If you want your information first and fast, sign up for the daily WRCO newsletter. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast. From WRCO. COFM.
Hello, Coach Johnson here. Are you looking to lose weight, get more active, gain muscle? Are you looking for more energy or lift that fog from your brain? Maybe improve sleep? Well, I may have an option for you. And if you'd like to learn more why I've been helping people for 4 years now and how it works, feel free to contact me at Facebook or you can call me at 608-604-7751. That's 608-604-7751. Or you can email me at coachjohnson90@gmail.com. That's coachjohnson90@gmail.com. I look forward to assisting you on your health journey today.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
The Muscadet Mudcats hometown baseball team would like to say thank you to their sponsors for this year. They include Community First Bank, Meister Cheese, Subway of Richland Center, Goplin Insurance of Richland Center, Royal Bank, Hawkers, Sportsman's, Wilkinson Auction Services, Walsh's Ace, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, and Foggy Bottom North. Join the Muscadet Mudcats for home games all season long at Pickering Park in Muscadet. Again, thanks to the sponsors that make local baseball possible in Muscadet.
Summer's here, and we've got the deal to match. Right now at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, take 10% off all outdoor furniture sets. And when you purchase one, get a free full-size bottle from English Prairie Distilling Company. Buy a set, get a certificate, and redeem it at the distillery for a full-size bottle of locally crafted bourbon, gin, rye, or shine. That's comfort, savings, and local flavor all in one stop. Hurry in. Offer ends at August 16th, 2025, downtown Richland Center. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. A very active weather day shaping up across the Badger State as a low pressure system slides in from the west. It's already producing widespread showers and thunderstorms from Minnesota down through Iowa, moving into western Wisconsin. This will sweep across our neck of the woods late this morning and this afternoon. Should bring us some heavy rainfall in spots, certainly an inch or two not out of the question, and also the chance of some severe thunderstorms, especially in the eastern part of our area. Some of those could have some high winds. So definitely pay attention to later statements and watch the skies. Be prepared to move to safety if necessary. Behind this, some cool, dry air coming in should feel like a refreshing change of pace for tomorrow and into Friday. We're looking for temperatures actually running about 5 or 7 degrees below normal. Over the weekend, more humid air returns to the region with south winds, and a disturbance coming through early Saturday could bring some showers and thunderstorms. Just a slight chance on Sunday. The fairly active weather will likely continue next week. It's going to heat up as well. Today's forecast, mostly cloudy and muggy, thunderstorms likely by midday, some of those heavy, high temperature 82, south wind around 10, becoming northwest late today. Tonight, the showers ending early, low temperature 58. Tomorrow, cloud cover giving way to more sunshine gradually, cooler and less humid, with a high of 74. As we get into Friday, partly cloudy, low 53, high 77. Chance of rain returning late Friday night. Saturday, off and on showers and thunderstorms likely, more humid with a high of 80. Sunday, variably cloudy, maybe a few showers, high 81. And Monday, partly sunny, warm and sticky, high 84. Chance of thunderstorms at night. Tuesday, a few showers and storms are possible, high 87. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system,
or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at RichlandCountyBank.com.
We have moved up one from our morning low of 64. We're at 65 with light fog in the area. The record high in 1931-97. The record low 43 in 1945. Last year's high 84, the low 67, and the high yesterday was 90. Sunset today at 8:39, sunrise tomorrow morning at 5:36. The barometric pressure is holding steady at 29.93. The air is calm, and no precipitation to report today. No precip yesterday as well. The high yesterday was 90, and following a morning low so far of 64, we have light fog, and we're at 65 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. ABC News is brought to you by Richland Mobile Mart, the West Side Handy Stop, by the Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions and services delivered with integrity and professionalism, and by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment service and support from field to finish